So how do I make the slides go forward?
Oh, you can press the, you can do that.
Oh, okay.
And that, you can use those 2 hours.
Okay, thanks. Good morning. I'm really excited to present this. I know that the caucus doesn't accept a lot of the papers that get submitted. So, my co-author Jennifer Saunders was not able to come today, so I'm doing the presentation. No conflicts to report. And what I'm going to be talking about are some of the things that we learned from a workshop that was held in Washington, D.C. between my employer, which is that long first name, the National Healthcare for the Homeless Council, and the National Alliance to End Homelessness. But I want to give you a little bit of background about where this project came from. I live in Washington, D.C., and we have a very large homeless shelter there called the Center for Creative Nonviolence. It actually houses 2,500 people, so it's quite large. It has a very interesting history dating back to the Reagan presidential years. At any rate, there's a group of us at work who volunteer at CCNV during lunch to, we help people apply for jobs online. So they have a small computer lab. We go, we work one-on-one with one of the residents, and we work on cover letters, resumes, job searching, and often these very long, tedious online applications. So this whole project came out of our desire to do something beyond working with individual people. So we thought it would be nice to take a bigger picture at the issue of homelessness, particularly since the passage of the Affordable Care Act. So pretty simple objectives. We wanted to look at really what effects the Affordable Care Act has had and can have on homeless populations in urban areas. And in particular, I'll be talking about Medicaid expansion. Okay, so the workshop addressed these three questions: necessary and appropriate services for different populations, financing, and special considerations for different kinds of service providers. Hang on, I'm going to get my water. Okay, so thank you. The keynote speaker was Richard Frank, who is he's a presidential appointee, Assistant Secretary for Planning and Evaluation in HHS. And in 2014, his office published the two reports that are on the screen. You can go to hhs.gov and download these. But more specifically, what he talked about four persistent policy challenges in this arena. And given that this is a group that probably knows a fair amount about homelessness, I'm not sure anything I tell you today is going to be new, but it was a very highly credible group of presenters. So, first of all, fragmentation of financing and delivery systems. Second, although Medicaid expansion has been a great thing, it's also a very rigid system, and there's not a lot of room for flexibility in how Medicaid funding is used. Okay, third is the issue of, we live in a political economy, we live with public budgets, And we have a lot of ongoing discussions in our culture about how to allocate resources. And that is not going to go away, particularly if we end up with a Republican president. And fourth is determining who's eligible for services. So that's what Dr. Frank talked about. And, And we did three panels during this workshop. How many of you, do any of you know Jim O'Connell? Yeah, so he just published a book on his experiences. He's a physician, and he runs a health clinic in Boston for the homeless, and he has just published a book on his experiences. So I recommend you check that out. Mitch Katz, who's done a lot of work in Los Angeles, and Declan Wynn from Building Changes. So this was a panel that looked at sort of what works for different kind, or what are the issues for different kinds of populations. For example, homeless families, homeless veterans, which I think we're going to hear more about as the panel continues, homeless youth, and chronically homeless individuals. And some of the things that came up in this panel were that there is a high need for multidisciplinary outreach teams. And this became really apparent in the early 80s with the onset of the HIV/AIDS epidemic and also the resurgence of tuberculosis in homeless populations. So the speakers talked about the importance of identifying who the high users are in the healthcare system, the most expensive users, and figure out how to deal with them in order to lower overall costs. But the speakers also talked about the importance of having subsidized employment and positive community engagement. In other words, you can't just provide housing, you have to get them somehow engaged in the broader community. And finally, one of the speakers talked about the fact that when you look at homeless families, they have much more positive outcomes if they stay in their housing for at least a year. Those families that leave before a year is up tend to have worse outcomes. Okay, then we get to the financing panel. And I wish I had magic things to tell you here. One of the big issues was the importance of looking at state-level policy decisions in determining how Medicaid funding is used. There needs to be models, service provision models that integrate primary care provision with behavioral health provisions. I think we have a speaker from SAMHSA who probably will talk a little bit about this. And housing, people who do housing and people who do health typically don't intersect. They don't work together. And so there was a lot of discussion around the need for increased technical assistance for housing organizations around some of these health issues. Okay, the third panel looked at different kinds of providers. And so some of the issues that came up here were the importance of medical respite programs and the importance of hospitals linking with those medical respite programs and other community services. Another issue that came up repeatedly was services to assist in recovery from addiction. We need to better align housing models and funding models for higher recovery rates And we need to have a range of different models for the different kinds of providers. Okay, some of the other key issues that came out across the entire day. Again, not surprising to anyone here. There's obviously a link between housing and better health, and the Affordable Care Act offered new ways to bridge the gap between housing and health. So, again, I've raised these topics as I've gone along, but the kinds of services that they need, again, not surprising. And the Affordable Care Act does offer some opportunities for covering some of these services, but clearly not all, which brings us back to the importance of looking at how the state is using its Medicaid money. Okay, homeless youth, many of whom are LGBTQ, have and pregnant women have unique needs that will require a different kind of approach. And homeless families, again, have a broader set of issues that include, you know, education, family functioning, employment for the mother, and so on. Okay. The Affordable Care Act provides opportunities and challenges for medical care organizations. And again, many of the people who participated in the workshop talked about the need for increased technical assistance for housing organizations and medical care organizations. Okay, again, the importance of the integration of primary care provision and behavioral health provision. And a severe shortage of service providers in all of these areas. So one of the things that was discussed was, does it make sense to create some sort of a career path for people who are interested in working with homeless populations? Okay, broadly, housing is a social determinant of health, and some of the policy changes that might be useful could be looking at systems rather than individuals. Okay, obstacles to financing the needed services for homeless populations. Obviously, this is particularly an issue for those states that chose not to expand Medicaid. And we need a health care system that really can meet the complex needs of these populations. Okay, research on rectifying and reducing health disparities, research on increasing coordination and integration, and the role of the criminal justice system in providing services to homeless populations. Thank you.